I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, April 21. Coming up, Prime Minister implores workers to give quality service. 7th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference to be promoted overseas, and government to acquire additional mobile unit to collect property tax. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is imploring workers to strive to provide the best quality service in fulfilling their professional duties. Mr. Holness says subpar service is a major problem with the potential to turn away possible investors. Recently, the Prime Minister related the experience of a multi-billionaire investor responsible for more than 7,000 local jobs who said that he was left feeling unwelcomed after a series of interactions with personnel at one of the island's airports. The negative experience, the Prime Minister continued, was causing the investor to reconsider further investments in the country.
Now, how many have we turned away like this? Every single Jamaican in the public sector or otherwise who serves the public has a duty to ensure that the highest standards are maintained.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking while on a tour of the new air traffic control tower at the Norman Manning International Airport earlier this week. Effective Saturday, April 22, a section of the eastbound carriageway along the Mandela Highway will be closed. This comes as the National Works Agency, NWA, ramps up construction activities, with changes being made to facilitate the road being lifted and the installation of drainage features. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the intention is to have this stage of work completed by the end of August.
The intention is to have the diversion in effect at 10 o'clock on Saturday, April 22. What this will mean is that persons who would normally use the section of the eastbound carriageway between the east-west off-ramp and the ferry police station, those motorists will be diverted onto a section of the now westbound carriageway, which has been widened to accommodate traffic in both east and westerly directions.
Motorists traveling from the direction of Kingston who wish to access the schools or businesses in the ferry community will be allowed to make a turn in the vicinity of the ferry police station. Persons traveling from the direction of Spanish Town towards Kingston, but who wish to turn around, will be permitted to do so at the intersection of John Pringle Road and the Mandela Highway. The 7th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference is set for widespread promotion, with plans to launch the event overseas. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the conference will be launched in Miami on April 24 and New York April 25. Senator Johnson-Smith says she will be leading a team from the ministry to the launching events, where she will address the Jamaican community in both areas.
The time is short, so we're looking at whether the schedule can permit a London event, which we're hoping for in May, depending on the time, but we have not been able to map other locations at this time.
The Diaspora Conference is set for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston under the theme Partnering for Growth. And Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie says another mobile unit will be acquired to assist in the collection of property taxes. Continuous public education will be a key feature of the tax compliance campaign, and a series of town hall meetings will also be held across the island to sensitize persons and respond to queries.
Discussions are well advanced to allow the property, the tax mobile, to collect cash.
Minister McKenzie was making his contribution to the 2017-18 sectoral debate in Parliament. The property tax collection target of $7.26 billion for 2016-17 was exceeded by $350 million, totaling $7.61 billion. This was made possible by the success of the two mobile units, which collected $42.9 million over the February to March 2017 period. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.